Good morning. Clear skies and light winds overnight allow temperatures to drop off into the 30s in most places, with some frost scattered about interior New York and New England. High pressure is in control and settling in overhead, and this will provide us with a dry day today. Some high to mid-level clouds are streaming in across westernmost New York and the St. Lawrence Valley, so the best chance for clouds to mix in early in the day will be in northernmost New York and the Champlain Valley. Meanwhile, the rest of the region will enjoy mostly sunny skies through the morning, with just a few clouds mixing in during the afternoon. We'll have a southwest breeze developing out ahead of the next front, which will push temperatures into the mid-60s on average for daytime highs. Clouds will continue to overspread the region tonight, so not nearly as cool as that front continues to make an approach, with lows back into the mid-40s. That front, rather moisture-starved, will be over the region on Friday with mostly cloudy skies. We do run the risk of a passing shower or two, but not much in the way of rainfall, and highs will be back down into the middle and upper 50s. This front will clear through the region on Friday night, leaving us sunny and dry for the day on Saturday as high pressure builds back into the area, once again in the middle to upper 50s. By the end of the day Saturday, some high clouds will start to stream in from the south and west ahead of the next storm system. This one looks to be more potent with more available moisture and move in from the Tennessee Valley. The storm system will ride up and into the area overnight Saturday night, and rain will begin before the sun comes up on Sunday. And right now it looks like it'll take all day for that storm to move through. So it looks wet all day long on Sunday with some heavier bursts of rain and highs staying in the lower to middle 50s. Back to partly sunny skies on Monday in the lower 60s, and it looks dry into the middle part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another potent system will impact the Colorado Rockies into the southern plains over the next couple of days. As a cold front continues to drop south through the Rockies and southern plains, upslope flow along the high plains will combine with colder temperatures filtering in to promote snow development from central Colorado into the Texas Panhandle. Generally, 4 to 8 inches of snow could fall into the front range with higher totals over the foothills, some in excess of a foot. High temperatures will be 20 to 30 degrees colder today in the wake of the cold front compared to yesterday's highs. And a narrow band of heavy snow will be possible across the Texas Panhandle this afternoon and evening, with 1 to 3 inches of snow expected. Heavy rain will fall in the warm sector of the storm, developing from the eastern half of Texas and into eastern Oklahoma. Meanwhile, low humidity and gusty winds will favor dangerous conditions favorable for the spreading of wildfires across portions of Northern California and Southern California as a strong ridge of high pressure settles into the west. Winds are expected to pick up and stay strong today with gusts up to 50 to 60 miles per hour. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with fog and 25 degrees on a west wind at 64 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 21 degrees. In Albany this morning, clear skies and 35 degrees, the dew point 33, 93% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.23 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the upper 60s, Boston, sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with a chance of showers and highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 64 degrees, the low 38, the average temperature 51, that's 4 degrees above normal. 0.14 of an inch of rain yesterday, 5.79 inches for the month, which is 3.02 inches above normal, and 37.00 inches for the year, which is 4.78 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low, 37, the record high, 75, set in 2017, and the record low, 16, in 1969. Sunrise this morning is at 7:19 a.m., sunset this evening 5:59 p.m., 10 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds and breezy today with highs around 60. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine mixing with clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Tonics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine, mixing with a few clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a passing shower possible, middle and upper 50s. Sunny on Saturday, mid to upper 50s. Rain likely on Sunday, some of it heavy in the lower to mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday in the lower 60s, and sunshine giving way to clouds on Wednesday with highs in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.